This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
All right. We're back for the first time of the year. Hugh Joseph here with you. Doc Brown, he's away. It's the first show of the year. But we've got one of our favourite human beings here at FUBAR. Last Skeptic.
What's up, people?
Back. Yeah, mate, how you doing? Yeah. You all right?
I'm fantastic, man. It's 2016.
Yeah.
I feel wonderful. I feel pretty much exactly the same as I did in 2015, which was mediocre to fair.
Oh, well, you look great. And yes, if you're wondering, I'm flirting. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Whatever.
Woo! Not even 30 seconds in.
He's got himself
a date.
I know. Hey.
Wow, well done, man.
How are you, mate? Anyway, it's I haven't caught up with you since before.
For a little
the end
while.
Of last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, not bad. Just working hard, finishing loads of new records. Mm. Just literally recording my tits off, which is a shame because I like my tits. I don't want them to be off.
Nice tits.
Yeah, so that's a shame.
Yeah, that is a real bummer. Hey, Revenge is the Best Success. It's done really, really well, man. It's
done all right.
It just hasn't gone away.
It hasn't gone away.
I've seen it everywhere for a month. It's just been everywhere. It's really good, though, man.
Thank you very much. And got a new video from that drop in, hopefully, beginning of February. Where all I'll say, I mean, it's pretty much I'm telling you the whole premise, but the video is for Splinters that I'm sure we'll play later on, and I kill Jordan from Rizzle Kicks in the video. So
you actually kill him?
I actually kill him in the video.
Wow. Yeah. Do you want to give away how you kill him, or do you want to know? You want to wait?
I think you guys should wait and see.
Is it like, because everyone's really into that show, how to make a murder or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Well, I mean,
making a murder?
If you guys want to guess how I kill my good friend Jordan video for my next single,
yep.
Please email in. Suggest ways that you think it will happen, and I'm down. And if any of you guess right,
yep.
then I'll give you a prize. I don't know what the prize is yet.
You can star in the next video clip.
You can star in my next video.
You can be on the next record.
I can kill you in my next video. Done.
Go on, email in. It's HD at FUBARradio.com, or you can tweet us at FUBARradio as well.
Fantastic.
First show of the year. This is Doc is away. We're going to try to catch up with him a little bit and find out. But I'm assuming it's to do with the teacher strike because, a little sweep of the news of what's going on for the Tuesday Roundup. Of course, all doctors on strike today.
Big up the
big
doctors.
News. Hugh Hefner's selling his Playboy mansion. Big news there. Big news there. And of course, very, very sad news from yesterday. Mr. Bowie.
Rest in peace.
Age 69. Mm. So sad. Ziggy Stardust. I went to the tribute last night down in Brixton. Yeah. Big street party down there. It was amazing. And I'll tell you a bit more about that a bit later in the show.
I want to know.
But this is great, actually. I'm really looking forward to our guest today. Apart from your mate Jammin, who's coming in about half an hour.
Big up Jammin.
We've got also, we're going to be joined just after 5 o'clock today by this is very, very good. Perfect for the new year. Because obviously, people for the new year, you have a lot of resolutions. You're on a health kick. I know you're doing health kick stuff.
I'm vegan. I've done 10 days or so. What day is it today? It is the 12th. I did have chicken wings on January the 1st.
Yep.
But on the 2nd...
Were they vegan chicken wings? Were they vegan?
No. They might have been when they were alive, but they certainly weren't when they were dead.
Covered in hot salts and shit.
I blame Michael Payne, who brought on New Year's Eve. He brought round delicious diner chicken wings, and they were left over. And I'm like, you know what? I can't waste them.
Nah.
Vegan on January the 2nd. So I've done it since January the 2nd.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, that's pretty good. That's a good solid 10 days of veganism.
So that's really good. So... What the fuck's a vegan? What do vegans do? Well, so vegans are like, don't waste food. So if you see chicken on the floor, a vegan will always eat it. Is that what a vegan does?
Sure, why not?
Because I reckon vegan is something. It's a little bit like IT. A lot of people do it, but no one knows what the fuck it really is.
Right, well basically vegan is you can't eat anything that exploits an animal. Alright, basically.
So
you can't
David Cameron can't eat pigs.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
If there's a sweatshop that's and there's all little like pandas working in your sweatshop, you can't wear those t-shirts because they're
really
it's exploitative to those pandas. truthfully you can't basically eat dairy.
I got it.
Basically you can't eat like dairy. Supposedly a true vegan doesn't eat honey because that's exploitative of bees, but and you can't do and eggs of course,
but don't bees do honey anyway? They do, honey. Don't bees do, honey?
They do.
Don't they?
Bees, you'll do, honey.
Bees do, honey, don't they?
You do that, honey.
So why? Is it because you're like, you...
Well, I'm doing it for, you know, I was a vegetarian for 27 years, you know, I'm all for, and I'm not a preachy in any terms, you know, I think everyone enjoy your food. Me personally, my personal opinion was I didn't want to have to kill an animal in order to eat food, right? And that's not a judgment on anyone else. That was a personal choice.
You know, you don't have to kill them yourself, though. You can just buy them already dead.
Oh, right. Well, that would have saved a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Oh, fuck.
A lot of time.
I really liked beating cows to death, and now I... Oh, what, now I don't have to?
Oh, I don't know.
Shit. All right. Well, yeah. And so
can't
now,
beat up a cow. I'm vegan.
And now, like, then I ate a lot of meat, and I made up for it in the past 3 years. A lot of meat. And, you know, I now I just thought, you know, I'm going to give my body. It's more of a diet choice, because, you know what I mean? I definitely look like Jason Statham, who's let himself go a bit. So I feel like, you know, I feel like now I need to lose a bit of weight.
Right.
So that, you know, so that I don't look like a pie chart anymore. I'm just trying to do that.
I don't think you look like a pie chart, but I've been vegetarian for 5 months now.
Wow.
And I literally just did it for sort of a health choice as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I ate some late night dirty chicken, and like when I was drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And
what was her name?
What was her name? Ayo, ayo.
Oh,
just us
lads,
guys. Just
lads.
Us guys.
All right. Calm down. All right. Leave it.
That was so much fun. Let's do it again. Right. So I ate some late night dirty chicken.
Oh, what was her name? Cool. Sorry, I think I'm getting another call. I better take that.
Oh, I'll just wait here. Yeah, anyway, so I was eating this chicken, and I was like, oh, shit, I think I just ate a bat. I'm pretty sure I just ate a bat.
Brilliant.
So
you didn't even have to pay for it.
I felt pretty sick after that, and I thought, you know what, I might just lay off meat for a while anyway.
Yeah.
I think I'd been thinking about it for a while, and I feel heaps better for it, actually.
Yeah.
I feel good. Good chat.
Fantastic chat.
Good vegetarian, vegan chat.
Big up all the vegans out there. Look, messages in if you've gone vegan for veganuary, how you're finding
veganuary.
It. That's a thing. It is a thing. I didn't just make it up. I promise.
Yeah.
You know, how you feeling about it?
Yeah.
You know, do you miss cheese? Like, I mean, I miss cheese in a sexual nature, but I don't know if I miss it in an edible one.
I don't know if I could give up cheese. I gave up meat and I started eating cheese, eating cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, email us @HDFoodBarRadio or tweet @FoodBarRadio. And yeah, so on the whole health tip and kicking things off for the start of the year, this is really perfect.
Yes, sorry, perfect. Well, long tangent.
No,
that was about
not
40
at all,
minute
my friend.
Tangent.
Not at all. It wasn't 40 minutes. It's only 4.
All right. No. Seems like forever.
We've got Sherry Sicard. She is going to be joining us on the phone now. A new book: 10 Ways to Use Cannabis for Better Health in the New Year.
Right.
Brilliant. This is really, really going to help everybody who's on their dry January, the veganuary. All of that. So that's great. We're going to get some really good tips on how to do that. Now, I want to kick off the show. We're going to jump into No They Didn't up next. Pretty amazing story. We're all pretty proud of this story.
Okay.
Looking forward to this No They
I'm
Didn't.
I'm excited.
First one of the year. Coming out the gate strong. We're going to kick it off with a Last Skeptic tune. Hey, this is Verb T and Last Skeptic Heaven, the name of this one. We'll be back. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
Pure dementia, breath-stealing adventure, trying to channel breathing, keep energy centered. I can sense a dissension in the ranks, power shifting, a new blood red sun is lifting. Quakes off the Richter, tear apart the face of the earth while cities disappear into lava lakes. Gravity's hold lost, we're in the grasp of space. The effect caused smaller stars to rain. People passing on to another place, dark and hot, where you can hear the lightning crack the castle top, and a constant drip from the water pipe and the scuttle of the rat. Echo through your thoughts at night. Forced to fight, but should have acted to prevent. Now your scent tipping off the axis. Atmosphere consumed, stuck in a black mist. Slave driven, struck from the flick of a crack whip. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. Trying to be among the stars,
on the right side of looking at a crescent moon, pondering the next move, trying to pull my way up out the cesspool. I wanna see the brighter side and the finer things, hoping that all the good I do is rewarded with wings instead of just being enough to cover my sins. I see the evil dead all marching with a green tinge to their skin, show respect like kneeling for them, or rose petals scattered underneath the feet of a king. The healing begins, eyes closed, wrapped in an orange robe, a spiral appears from the forehead and unfolds and extends. That's my connection to the heavens, but all I got was rejection to the message. My heart turned to dust, caught up in the gust of a wind, and it moves quick from dawn to dusk. While they're trying to make pawns of us, we see there's a place right there for all of us. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven. I'm trying to be among the stars, on the right side of heaven.
Feeling it, my bro. That
Thank
is Last Skeptic. Who's filling in for Doc Brown on the Tuesday roundup today on FUBAR? Last Skeptic, mate.
So that is basically a song that has been, it was re-released this week. It was my first ever album, Verb T and myself, The Last Skeptic, and the album's called Broken Window, and it came out in 2007. So it was my first ever album, and due to certain label things, it wasn't on iTunes, and it didn't get, this was back in the day of CDs.
Wow.
So
what are they?
Well, they're basically like... They're kind of like tiny little pizzas, if you think of them like that.
Sure, delicious, yum.
Yeah, they're just like a pizza. You put it inside an electronic device and then close the drawer and then heat it up and then eat it.
So like a little thing. I just put it a CD like in a microwave. Can I put a CD in a microwave?
Yeah, you'd put a CD in a microwave.
It's weird. Yes. Sweet. So How old are you? Ironically younger than me. How sad.
God. So that's Broken Window, and that's a song called Heaven, taken from Broken Window, which is now available on iTunes and Spotify and everything. Probably even Tesco probably got it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they got Iron Maiden wax in there. So,
do they? Fuck's sake. Yeah, all right, big up Tesco.
Big up Tesco!
Stephen Tesco. I'm sure that's his name.
Probably is. So it's first time of the year for this segment.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. Yo, yo, yo. Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, they didn't.
Wonderful.
Now, if you are new to the show, then let me tell you about... No, they didn't.
Tell us.
So the way
tell
it works us. Is basically we find stories from around the world that literally have got us saying, oh no, they didn't. All right, now this is a cracker. This is a really, really great story. But before I launch into it, you strike me as a man that's going to have a lot to say about this, Mr. Skeptic, aka Skeppers.
Well, listen, I have a lot to say about a lot of things.
You do. Now, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What have you put down your pants before that was not supposed to be there?
Well... I mean, probably everything. Nothing should be down there. I wouldn't recommend anyone go down there, to be honest.
Maybe we should do this back to front. We should do this. Probably, like, it's the number of elimination game. It's probably easy to go, hang on, what few things haven't you put down your pants?
What haven't you put down your trousers? an aeroplane. I tried. Couldn't do it.
Really?
Couldn't fit.
I did one at the airport. You know those little ones at the gift
tiny
shop? I put
aeroplane.
One down my pants. You're like, what are you doing? I was like, can I buy this for half price?
Well, you know, I've definitely... The one thing that comes to mind, since I'm on the spot, you know, like, you guys put me on the spot. Can't believe you'd do that.
I know,
I've definitely, to annoy my friends, if they're eating something, I'll just take their food and put it down my trousers and then see if they still want to eat it.
Have you ever scalded yourself on, like, a hot steak or something like that?
No, not a pasty, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
You put a burning pasty.
Pasty-related burn on the genital.
That would be kind of like both ways, kind of almost on some apple pie shit. You'd be like, oh, this hurts so
hurts,
good.
But
this really
someone's
hurts so
enjoying
good.
It. Not saying any names.
Hey, it was a vegetable pasty. hey, not so much now.
Delicious.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Pasties down the pants. That's going on the list. Now,
cool.
The reason why I wanted to ask you that is because today's... No, they didn't. Now, this is a man. He has been caught on camera shoving a live snake down his trousers. Now, yeah. he was trying to steal it, right? He walked into a pet store in America. It's, these things are always in America. Yeah, and I know every time they are in America, I always go, they're always in America. But that just proves the point.
Just proves the point.
All right. He tried to steal a snake. So basically, it wasn't very long before he went up to the reptile cage, just grabbed a black pastel ball python.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. And
I know snakes.
And you do know snakes, don't you? You are.
I'm a snakeologist.
Really? Because I heard you were like the snake whisperer, but you've got, again, that was another thing caught on CCTV, which you've been charged for.
Yes.
We put those days behind us.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
But this guy, literally, we have a term in Australia, which a new lovely intern will have heard of, called dacking. And dacking is a term that when you steal something from a shop, you stuff it down your dacks, your pants, right?
Right.
So this guy has dacked. He's dacked a snake, and he's just bailed out of this pet store.
Yeah.
With a live snake, long live snake down his trousers.
I'm guessing moving, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't even know if he got caught. All we know is that it's been caught on CCTV.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Should have had me there whispering to it.
Why would you I don't know why you'd steal a snake anyway. I don't know, because surely if you...
Yeah, exactly. Why do you want this snake?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've had friends before that have had pet snakes.
Yeah.
And you're like, they're really, really, you know, very serious about keeping that goddamn thing in its cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't let it out. It might not be that poisonous, but it's probably still going to bite you, or it might choke you, or it might do some other
snakey kind of shit. Unless you want to clean out a poster tube or something.
Well, that would be perfect. Or you can't find your scarf.
Can't find your scarf.
Something like that.
Yeah, brilliant.
But like, you know, so why would you... I don't really understand why you'd steal a snake. Maybe they're really expensive. I don't know.
Mm.
But why would you want to steal a snake, like, put it in such a dangerous place?
Dangerous. Unless you're going to put it in your Nutribullet.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Then I wouldn't be interested in that.
But this guy's got snake on snake going downstairs. That just sounds like a fucking terrible idea.
Terrible.
Terrible idea.
Is it poisonous? Do we know if it's a poisonous snake?
I don't know.
Anyone
we can Google
there?
It.
Black pastel bull python. That's a fucking mouthful.
It doesn't really sound that dangerous, does it? No. Pastel.
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 Delightful. Might paint your wall as well.
Yeah, like King Cobra. Stabby venom snake. And then the pastel. Pastel ball.
Yeah,
I know. It does sound a little bit like
a
kid's
really
toy.
Sounds nice. Yeah.
A little bit like a kid's toy.
Python.
But that's a pretty wild thing to shove down your pants.
Yeah. I would love to hear what other people have shoved down their pants.
Oh, 100%.
Big time.
We can definitely... You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com.
Do you have something shoved down your pants right now?
What have you put down your pants that was not supposed to
be there? Have you done
that
again? Have you put something down your pants again?
Oh, God.
If you have, then I want to hear about it.
I've done this. You know what? I made a really, really stupid mistake once years ago. I took my house keys running with me, and I didn't have any pockets, and I just thought I'll just hold them. I was very new to running.
Right.
And then I thought, I'm wearing like jocks, like underpants, not like boxer shorts, whatever. Yep. So I put my keys down my pants. I thought, it can't be that bad. They might jiggle around a bit, but it's not going to really hurt that bad. It hurts that bad.
Oh, injuries.
It really hurts that bad. Yeah, I did. I got like that. I had to stop running. I got like a sharp key stabbing pain in my scrotum. It was a really bad idea.
There is no pain worse than being hit in the balls.
There is not.
There just isn't, because it comes in waves. Like, I've broken bones before, and that's not as bad.
No.
I broke a bone any day over getting kicked in the nuts.
But the thing is, it's really hard to kick yourself in the nuts. So when you've got a self-inflicted ball-related injury...
Yeah.
Like, you can't even roll on the ground and go, you arsehole, why did you do that? Don't you know that could give me cancer? Don't you know that? You can't do that because you've only got yourself
to blame. Can it actually cause cancer?
I don't know.
People say it.
Considering, like, eating a fucking celery stick these days gives you cancer, I'd say probably, yeah.
True, good point.
Most things do.
Very good point.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they'll put their balls in the microwave to give themselves cancer so they can get medicinal marijuana?
I have, yeah. Correct.
Oh, God.
Correct.
So you've put food down your pants. That's a good
yes,
one. I like
I
that. Have you shoved other things down your pants? Because, you know, especially boys will be boys.
Mm. Well, you know what? This isn't...
Girls do this too.
This is more things taking things out of my pants. Not in that way, right. Producing that.
Hello?
What I have actually taken... You know, I was having this chat the other day because I really like wearing thermal long johns.
All right, do you?
I'm only 30 years old.
Are you wearing them now?
I'm wearing them right now.
Are you? Can I see? Come on.
Yeah, if you want.
Come on, here we go.
I mean...
Look at that.
Look, you can see that.
Oh yeah, great. Shit. Look, all the girls want to see in this outside the studio. Listen,
they're not that impressive, ladies. Well, because usually I have cat print thermal long johns or kitten print, and they're quite fetching.
Yeah,
actually, you know, I've wooed many a lady with my cat print thermal long johns just,
because that's what they call pity sex.
Well, they do. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's a bit my special. God. Hey, and bless him.
And that's what they're thinking, but you're thinking, boom, another one.
So I've got these, like, I love long johns, right? But I've got this thing, where obviously I DJ, that's what I do, ladies, that's what I do, disc I'm a jockey. DJ.
You can catch him on the ones and the twos.
Both of them.
Yeah.
I go to a club and, I'm wearing my long johns, I'm a bit hot. Mm. So I end up taking off my long johns. Not in the booth, not in front of people producing that, but, stop it. And so, like, I will, I'll just take them off. And then I'll leave them in the club. I've left no less than 5 pairs of long johns inside a club before. There must be, like, 2 of them in Ace Hotel. I reckon there's some guy there that cleans clubs just going around going, where the fuck are all these long johns coming from? Really nice long johns, too. Think
this is going to be a feature article on BuzzFeed any day now. New phenomenon, long johns.
Long johns in the club.
Oh, do you know what? Because this actually happened years ago. This happened years ago where I had heard a story where people had been, it was from a friend of mine who managed a big venue, and they had been finding, specifically at hip-hop gigs as well, there was a venue that had all sorts of genres, but specifically at hip-hop gigs, they would find nappies.
Mm.
People were wearing nappies and, like, throwing, like, poo-filled nappies thrown into in the toilets. Like, people had been going to packed-out gigs, not wanting to lose their spot, maybe, or not wanting to think too much about anything else but what they were seeing. So the people were wearing nappies, and they would be finding them regularly for, like, 6 to 12 months. We've been finding heaps. Like, it's a thing now. We don't even think about it.
So more than one nappy in one club.
Oh, it was
so it's not just, like, serial nappiest that's serial napist? No, I don't know. Anyway. Oh,
bit too close.
Just going around, just one guy or girl with a nappy on that's going to these. It's multiple instances of nappies in one club.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. It is bad. Hey, I want to ask you another question.
Sure.
Since we are talking about things that you've put down your pants that weren't supposed to be there, have you ever put socks down your pants or anything like that?
What, to try and beef it out?
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean. I like ladies to just be severely disappointed from the moment they look at me. I don't like them to get false hopes or anything.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. That's a really smart idea.
Well, there you go.
I like that. I like
disappointment.
It. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Where do you go from there?
<It's> like, if anything, I just take my penis down so it looks completely flat.
Yeah.
So that, if anything, they just, they're really upset. And then at least there's a little bit of a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bonus? Next. Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. I just have to. Another one.
All right, we want to hear from you. What have you put down your pants that was not supposed to be there after this story coming out of the States where a man's been caught on CCTV shoving a live snake down his trousers so he could steal it from a pet store? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get your stories up very, very soon. Up next, though, I want to talk a bit about the Bowie tribute in Brixton last night. It was lovely on FUBAR. For the Tuesday roundup,
there's gonna be good times, good times.
I know there's gonna be
work every day till the meetings. I fit on it up on the weekends. Boss, I toast to your real friend. Then why you're drinking, son?
I know there's gonna be good times.
Running about the money.
Good times, it's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that when it was about that wood time. It had a big walk up trip and she get that much time. I don't have patience, baby. She gon' get on top of it, she gon' scoop it like school. She go fast, she speed racing. We go ball off the bedtime. She my boss like on grandson.
Good time, but a bad one. You said you want give me something long time. Me deal with this scene, no something like crime. I make you see this line.
I know there's gonna be good time.
I say what I did, you know, bro.
Good time,
there's gonna be good time.
come have a good time, but a bad wine. You say you want give me something long time. Me deal with this scene, no something like crime. I make you sing this line.
Go Google for sexy Natalie's or sexy Joe's, mate.
If I come up under sexy Joey, then I'm going through. If I'm not, then I'm not. It's as simple as that.
Type in sexy Joey Page and see if that comes up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, he is actually.
Yeah.
Right, hang on. Nine.
He's
up
of mugs.
All right, type in sexy Si Thomas. Let's see if I come up. Ah, oh, number
first one.
And they said there weren't any sexy Simons out there.
Okay.
Wow.
Having said that, I am ahead of the Latino pop star Joey Page in the sexiest Joeys. Still ninth, though. It's a bit depressing, isn't it?
Every Wednesday. From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. You are on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph. And we've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, who is away today. We're hopefully going to catch up with him in a little while and find out. But we're pretty sure he's just away for the doctor's strike. It's a big doctor's strike today.
Yeah,
some
true.
Other very, very... Oh, actually, before we do get into some very, very big news I wanted to talk about, I did just get told by a boss lady, Natalie King, that you had... Apparently, you had been saying some things a little bit like self-deprecating. And she was a bit concerned that maybe your confidence levels weren't too high because you made some reference about your PP.
So she just
asked me to tell you, which I feel totally comfortable saying, that do you know what, Last Skeptic, you're a good guy and you've got a great PP.
Well,
and
I appreciate
and
that.
Good on you.
Well, thanks.
All right? So you just carry that PP high.
Well, I mean, I will.
Wherever
thanks.
You go.
Oh, stop it, guys.
Wherever you...
I appreciate that.
Anywhere. Anyone.
I appreciate that.
You just feel proud.
Oh, that makes up for 30 years of self-hatred.
Good. That was beautiful.
I mean, it doesn't, but...
Doesn't?
But I'm trying.
Oh. Oh. Poor Skip, tell us about your sad people.
Well, it all started 30 years ago.
Yeah?
It was a cold and wintry night at a Whittington hospital. A baby was born. Very skeptical baby.
Oh!
Without a penis.
Oh! The doctors were like, wow, look at the size of that. She's like, oh, no, that's his arm. Oh, no, that's his leg. Oh, he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty.
But you do now, bro.
I do now.
And we're all proud of it.
Modern technology.
We're all proud of it here.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay, that's good. Good chat. And last night, obviously yesterday, you know, huge news all around the world that our dear David Bowie passed away at 69 after an 18-month battle with cancer. It was very, very sad. It was heartbreaking for everyone, but he did pass away. You know, surrounded by family and loved ones in a hospital bed, and you know, pretty much as good as you could hope for in a terrible situation like that. So you know, it was really, really lovely last night. I went down to Brixton to they had a big tribute street party at the front of the Ritzy there, and there was thousands of people out there just singing Bowie songs and hanging out. And people were sad, but people also, like, it was a very sort of celebratory feeling about it as well, which I think was really nice because people were devastated. I mean, such a rock god, you know, somebody that's definitely, you know, even from like when was he, maybe like 69 or something like that, was Space Oddity, which, like, when that came out and people were just like, shit, you know. And it's kind of, it's sort of from there that he was just such a, you know, just sort of redefined so much music, and
changed
still
the game, so.
He changed the game. Such an amazing dude. And here's something else that was super cool last night as well, was the there's a mural of Bowie on Tunstall Road, I think it's called, maybe, which is just opposite the station, where heaps of people putting flowers, like, you would have seen it all around the news
photos
today. But that's a guy I know from Australia. He actually did that mural a few years
ago.
Coming
over here, taking our jobs.
I know. Isn't that sad? I'm really, really sorry. But it was beautiful last night. And everyone, like, it's worldwide news how, you know, everybody reporting the facts. Like, check this out.
Right now, 8:30. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Fiona Winchester. David Cameron has died. David Bowie has died after a secret 18-month battle with cancer. He was 69. And David Cameron said he was the master of reinvention who kept getting it right.
Holy shit, David Cameron said that from the grave? They both died, apparently. That's kind of spooky.
I know. Oh, you know what? I really wish David Cameron would shut up about everything.
I know, yeah.
Don't really care what he has to think.
No. I can't remember who the person was. He had tweeted saying that, you know, I grew up listening to David Bowie and he's such a rock icon or something. And someone tweeted him saying, no, David Cameron, you grow up fucking pigs.
Allegedly.
But it was such a nice vibe down there last night. It really was. It was beautiful. But I couldn't go tell because I was just about to try to record a video because everyone was like, you know, probably about maybe 1,000 or maybe a couple of thousand people. I don't know. I'm not very good at math. We're singing along and they had a PA there and stuff like that. And then there was a few cops around and then they had to take the PA away.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if like maybe the cops were trying to shut it down. Surely they wouldn't.
Maybe they just like the PA.
Maybe they. I'll have those chips and that marijuana. It's getting confiscated.
Typical.
I'm going to play a couple of Bowie tunes on the show today. But this is also because I was listening to a lot of Bowie yesterday, and then went to the tribute, and then went home and watched Labyrinth.
Yeah,
because he's in some amazing films, Bowie as well. It really, really was.
It reminded me of his not directly Bowie, but my favourite film of all time is The Life Aquatic, and that film is so like intertwined with Bowie's music. You know, I always say his name wrong, but Sou Jorge, the Brazilian singer who's incredible, covering David Bowie's songs on the guitar in Portuguese.
In the
film, which is incredible in itself, or the actual Bowie songs, and like the whole film is just like intertwined with it, and that's part of what makes the film so magical. So I'm going to go rewatch that.
I'm with you on that. And Bill Murray, he's like my TV dad. He's my film dad.
I
love Bill Murray so much. He's a great actor. I just wanted to play a little clip. This is super, super funny as well, that David Bowie was on Extras, the show, Ricky Gervais's show, Extras, great. Of course, most people are familiar with it. So this is a scene where Ricky Gervais, if you are familiar with it, he's an extra, film and TV extra, and then he gets a big break writing a sitcom that it then gets changed a lot by the TV producers, and he's having a bit of a midlife crisis. He's in a members club, and then he spots David Bowie sitting there chatting to a beautiful woman. He's near a piano. So he goes over to tell David Bowie all his problems, and then hilarity ensues. Skeptic hilarity ensues. Check it out.
I think I've sold out, to be honest, but yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, to keep the integrity when you're going for that first
little fat man who sold his soul, little fat man who sold his dream, chubby little loser, pathetic little fat man. No one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at. They all just wish he'd die. Fatso takes his own life. He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style, he's got no grace. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space. Pop, 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 pop again. See his pop, no space.
Love him so much, David Bowie. Rest in peace, mate. Our dear Ziggy Stardust. He's gone back to wherever he came from, but he did grace Earth for 69 years.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, bless. So I'm going to play a song now. This is Lazarus, and this was off his latest record, which has just come out, called Black Star. Because he's such an amazing dude that he, like, this video clip for Lazarus, he released 3 days ago, 4 days ago now. So literally on his deathbed, and he's still releasing music and just doing incredible stuff. Please go and check out the video clip for it as well. A lot of the video clip is him in his hospital bed.
Wow.
It's insane. It's really, really insane. And then we're going to play a little bit more Bowie later on in the show as well. But just from everyone here at FUBAR, I know there's been a few tributes and stuff this week, yesterday and today.
Yep.
And we just want to send the love. Everyone's upset.
Rest in peace.
You're on FUBAR. And we'll be back up next with your emails, just to change tone slightly, with things that you've put down your pants that, that weren't supposed to be there. You can still tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We'll get into that up next. Lazarus, David Bowie, one of his parting gifts to us. Rest in peace, my friend.
And what was you said? You said there's a line in there you said to me off air that's quite poignant.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, his album, Black Star is the name of the album that's just dropped, and that was the video clip for Lazarus was only a few days, 4 days ago. Yep. So just, he passed, obviously passed away yesterday. The opening line of Lazarus is, it's something like, I'm up here in heaven now. Yeah. You can't see my scars anymore. And it's just like you can really feel that it was like it was a parting gift.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Such an incredible man on FUBAR. David Bowie, we love you.
Rest in peace.
We love you. Now on a completely...
completely different
unrelated... slight change of tone here on the Tuesday roundup. If you are just joining us as well, we have a Doc Brown's away. We've got the Last Skeptic.
Yeah, that's right, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
He's doing a fine job of filling in.
Appreciate that.
Now, this is off our story for No They Didn't, where we look at stories around the world that literally has got a scratch in our heads. Now, a man in America has been caught on CCTV trying to steal a snake from a pet store by shoving a black pastel ball python down his pants.
Which, as we were just informed, isn't poisonous.
But still, I mean, do you want anything down there that's going to bite you or strangle you?
I mean, maybe that's why, because apparently, you know, Nat was saying, you know, the snake, it doesn't bite you. It's not going to be poisonous, but it will squeeze you to death.
Yeah.
Which is it's not bad actually.
Well, you could think of worse ways to go.
Yeah, I mean, you work, little snake.
But surely they still bite you. Even not poisonous spiders will still, they can still bite you. Most of them still, you know, the fangs can penetrate the skin.
Lovely.
They'll get
some people like that. I'm sure I've seen a I'm not going to go into that. So we've had your emails in.
That's right. Yeah, we have been asking, what if you put down your pants that was not supposed to be there? You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com.
So we've had intrepid listeners.
Yes.
Discussing with us what they've put down their pants. We had George, who said, I like to stick my phone down my trousers so when it vibrates I get a nice little treat. People can say hello to my little friend.
Oh, wow. That's not creepy at all. Thanks, George. Perfect.
Thanks. I appreciate that. George could be a male, could be a female.
Oh, this is true. This is very, very true. Yeah, mobile phone, that's a bit of a thing. Like, I've heard, I've seen stories before where people have turned up at A&E with, like, a phone and a condom up their ass.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, standard.
Great place to put it.
Standard.
We had your good friend Larry from Catford.
Oh, Larry.
Sup, Larry.
You got to do Larry voice.
Hello.
Is that Larry's voice?
It's Larry from Catford.
Oh, no.
Well, we just assume.
Oh, well, I don't know the Larry voice.
You can make it up. Now you got a rough idea.
I know, but I'm just going to end up speaking like you and doing your accent because it's penetrated my mind.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to do it. I'll do my accent.
Okay.
Hey, guys. my real accent when I'm not on the radio.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year to you all. I like the Last Skeptic.
the last Skeptic tank.
I like the Last Skeptic.
Skeptic.
And I miss the Doc. Why did you say he was on strike? No question mark.
Oh.
Statement.
Oh.
I like to put a lot of things in my pants.
Oh, God.
Hot like mash or ice cubes to cool them down.
What?
When I go to the cinema, I pop a fruit pastels pack in there, as they're too much at the cinema. I would never put a snake in there, though. That sounds like it would not be fun. Larry from Catford there. Larry from Catford. Yeah.
We get a slow clap.
Larry from Clapford.
You get a slow clap. Clapford. Wow. So he goes to the cinema and likes to sneak in some lollies, some sweets.
Well, no, some little pastels, little nuggets of fruit joy. And that's what he puts down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
What if, hopefully they're in a bag, because if they're loose, it just sounds like there could be a lot of problems.
Loose about this hoose.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, that one didn't taste right. What flavor was, that was
salty.
A bit of a shit one. That was a bit of a shit flavor. Like, whoops.
Salty.
Ooh, put that one in the wrong pocket. Well, put it in the skin pocket. Oops.
I mean, I just like the bars. He was nearly spitting bars. He was like, hot like mash or ice cubes to cool them down, son. Yo, I like to put lots of things in my pants. Yo, that's sick.
That was good. That was good.
It didn't rhyme, but I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what you mind with that producer's hat on.
You know what I mean?
He's got his producer's hat on.
He's got his producer. Another one. So now for another one. We've got another tweet. They don't want you to read tweets. No. Okay, so we've got we got a tweet from Mr. Shemzy. Simply says, What the question was, what have you put down your pants? His answer was an eight ball.
Right.
I mean, balls there, you know, of course, yeah. Standard.
Yeah. And of course, if the popo try to jump on there, you'd be like, oh, no, a pool eight ball. I just put a pool ball down my pants. Yeah. Factual. Again, something that would really fucking hurt. Even putting a pool ball down your pants, that would smash your balls.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, that'd be awful. No, I don't like that.
Well, I know a lot of girls that have they've carried, like, you know, I mean like our friend there who stashed drugs down his pants. Girls,
oh, you snitching, Hugh?
That's a bit of
you snitching?
That's a bit of, yeah. I know. Well, I mean, that's just
snitches get stitches, Hugh Joseph.
Shit. Nah, it's my mum. She's not a stabber.
Okay, cool,
she's not a stabber. She'd never stab me.
Again.
But I know girls as well that have put like a lot of regular things, like a girl who's put like a small purse, which is like a license, a couple of credit cards.
Mm.
Didn't want to like put it down her bra. Didn't want to take a bag out with her, psh, stuff it down your pants.
Right.
Why not?
Wow.
You can, your pants can actually be a whole nother pocket.
A whole nother pocket. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just like a filling is a great, is another pocket as well. You could just put,
I don't see why not,
a pee in there or something.
I don't see why not.
Sure.
I don't see why not at all.
Body pockets. But it's a discuss.
Fleshy,
meaty pockets.
A fleshy pocket.
I hate the word flesh. It's about as moist.
Really? Mm. Why? Why don't you like flesh?
Flesh.
So nice to say, though.
Flesh.
Oh, that is some moist flesh right there.
Oh, God. I'm aroused.
All right. Anything else? If there's anything else...
We have actually just got another email.
All right. Well, you can keep tweeting
us. I'm going to keep going.
You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and we want to know, what have you put down your pants that was not supposed to be there?
Yeah. Well, Helena from in Essex says, hello. I put my lover's Christmas present in my pants and waited for him to find it. It took 3 hours, longer than I wanted, but never mind.
Oh, shit, not the best place to hide chocolate.
I'd got him a nice little treat as well.
Oh, bloody hell. What's this? I didn't foresee this playing out so quite creepy, but...
Maybe it's my voice.
It might be.
I mean, I'll read the next one. We've got another one. This is from Mick. Hi. I fancied putting a shower hose in my pants. I might try that later.
Right. So this is just...
I think it's just my voice.
No, I think your voice might be inspiring people.
I think...
Because you see how it's gone from, like, sort of normal, food-related, kind of, drugs, and then to, like, sex toys or something, and then it's gone to, oh, actually, this is a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last one is someone going, actually, this is a fucking great idea.
I think they just want... I think people want just to hear me say it in that voice. I think that's what it is.
Did you want to reread? Maybe reread the last one. We'll just see the effect.
In a normal voice or that voice?
I reckon maybe try both and we'll just see the difference.
Hi. I fancy putting a shower hose in my pants. I might try that later, Mick.
Okay, yeah. It didn't make me... I didn't feel too inspired by that.
Right, okay.
I just felt like, oh yeah, this is someone who's just made a quick decision before he's about to get on the tube and he's got no reception on his phone. He's like, let's quickly write that down.
Oh yeah, I might try to give that a go. I've got a new shower.
Cool, anyway, off to get a kebab.
Why is he in his pants in the shower? Don't know. Let's not talk about it.
No, because he's probably a 5-year-old that takes all of his clothes off to wee and then and leaves his clothes on to shower.
Things just got weird. cool, all right, I'll try the voice.
Okay.
Hi. I fancied putting a shower hose in my pants. Might try that later.
Oh, fuck, I want to try that later too now. It's definitely the voice. It is definitely the voice.
All right, if there's anything else you want me to read in the voice, birthday messages, bar mitzvah greetings, give me a shout.
I kind of feel like this has turned from what have you put down your pants that wasn't supposed to be there to what would you like to put down your pants?
New segment. What do you want to put down your pants?
All right, let's do it. Cool, join us at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. What do you want?
It's just descended into madness.
I'd quite like on a really hot day to put like a really, really nice fruit salad down my pants and feel fine about it.
That'd be fucking lovely.
Don't you reckon?
You know what? You ever see those
chilled watermelon?
Those fake plants, and sometimes in the vase they've got all that weird jelly stuff that you can put it in.
Oh
yeah, I'd like to put that down my pants.
That would be amazing.
That'd be pretty delicious.
Oh God, there's so many things I'd like to put down my pants now.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. A lot of smoothies I make in the Nutribullet. I'm like, oh, actually, that would feel good.
Really? Because I don't really like thick liquid running around my pants.
No?
Totally up to you, bro. Totally up to you. It just feels like home. It just feels like home.
I just want to be a mermaid. All right, so I've got another email coming in. Another email. Oh, number two email.
Oh, guys, I told you.
Number two email is coming in.
I just needed to change time.
All right, this is from Nikki and Fullwell. the title is Ripe.
Ripe.
I'd like to have a banana ripen in my pants.
Ripen in my pants. Mm. Wow.
So that's a dedication, you know. You're not changing your pants. For a banana to ripen, you know, well, it depends on the weather and the sweatiness of your genitals.
And what you're doing. Like, if you're just sitting there, like, you know, at a desk, you know, maybe filling in an Excel sheet for 8 hours, it might take 8 hours. But if you're at a CrossFit class.
Oh, yeah. It could ripen pretty
soon.
Or
if you're, like, doing, like, calisthenics and stuff, where you're, like, on a horsey bar. And you're, like,
a horsey bar. Oh, classic.
You know the thing
classic
where
Hugh Joseph.
Where you spin around on
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Hugh on his horsey bar.
Oh, I do love a good horsey bar.
Well, I mean, banana ripening in your pants. Would you strap your Johnson to it, like some kind of, I don't know, some kind of
banana man?
Yeah, I was more thinking of like you know, a stretcher, you know,
a stretcher.
Yeah, like, you know, you just tape your guy to the. So we've got more emails coming in.
Oh, don't, man. I think everybody was really curious to find out where that was coming.
So thanks everyone for writing in. We've got Joey here. These aren't just pants. These are M&S pants.
The M&S pants?
Yeah, Marks and Spencer.
Marks and Sparks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not so much like what he said he'd put in the pants as such. He's just telling us the brand of pants now, I think.
This is really...
What's going on? This is getting brilliant. It's more brilliant? Okay, yeah. Sure. Next email, just from D. And
maybe this is actually from a D. Maybe this is someone's dick going.
Oh, right.
Can I just just one second, guys?
Let's talk to an expert.
There's not enough room in here as it is, right? I'm just a D, just swimming around and trying to do my own thing, and now you're putting extra shit down here.
Sleep all right, alone.
This is like a bad episode of Big Brother.
Oh, is there a good episode? Sorry. The title of this email is Bubble Pants.
Bubble Pants. I like where that's going.
The email says as follows: Bubble gum. Strawberry flavor. Hubba bubba.
Okay. I'm just trying to do the math. 2 times 2 is fucking weird. That's for sure. That's definitely the math equation on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
so bubblegum pants.
It's like his penis knows the flavor of the chewing gum.
Just trying to remember how this went. So this went from...
Are you thinking of where we started? Where did we start with
we
this?
We started with, what have you put down your pants? It wasn't supposed to be there because a guy stole a snake by stealing his pants. So then we were getting like, we were getting things like people were saying that they put pastels...
Yeah, because cinema's too expensive. Yeah,
food and stuff. Sneaking them in there. Christmas presents. Someone put drugs down there.
Yeah.
And then it went to, oh, actually, this is a good idea. I'd like to put a hose down my pants.
And I'm going to tell everyone what I'd like to put in my pants.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we've got another email here.
And then now it's gone to someone just saying that I've got bubblegum pants and all types of flavours bubblegum pants.
Beauty of this is...
I'm really scared.
This doesn't even make any sense.
It makes no sense at all.
So this is from Pim.
Brilliant, okay.
What do you think about spotted dick? I mean...
Oh God!
All right, Fubo Radio, book out the next 10 hours. We've got a lot to get through.
We have got a lot to get through. And first things first, mate. We're considering we're talking about things that are down your pants. If there's spotted dick down your pants, go straight to a GP. You can go to igp.com. There's a new thing they can give you an assessment. There's STIs. They cover STIs. I've seen it on the tube.
They cover them on the tube.
They do. Don't sit down on the tube, or you get
they
one.
They do not.
Oh wow.
Well, I mean, look. Jokes aside, I'm just going to put this out there because I'm quite hungry. I haven't eaten today.
Yeah.
Spotted dick is actually my favourite pudding.
Is it?
It's fucking delicious.
Well,
with custard.
Yeah,
I haven't had that for years, but you know, if anyone feels generous one day, make me a spotted dick.
Well, do you know what? Because this is the third or fourth time we've done this show, and now it's really nice to get to know you a bit more, even though we are mates anyway.
Yeah.
Good to get know you more. And it's really interesting to find out that talking about STIs makes you hungry.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
It does, doesn't
every it? Every time I'm up in the clinic, you know, I bring a sandwich or two.
Friend's got herpes. Oh, I'd love a sausage roll.
Oh, lovely.
Yum.
Delicious. Syphilis. Lovely.
Oh,
delicious.
Goldy God. Hey, we do have a guest joining us on the line very, very soon. And we have not done this for us. We have done this for you guys out there listening. We've got Sherry Sicard. who is going to be joining us to talk about a brand new book. Just for we want to help you in your health kick for the new year. And the book is entitled 10 Ways to Use Cannabis for Better Health in the New Year. So that's going to be coming up very, very soon. Should we play another Last Skeptic song?
Sure, why not? I love that guy.
I'm asking you. You've heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's the fat Jason Statham, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in Transporter, but it turned out to be Food Transporter.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's like
it's smuggled in his pants. Yeah, sure.
Just kidding. Here's our Nature by Last Skeptic. Yeah, he's joining us right now, filling in for Doc Brown, doing a cracker job. It's the Tuesday Roundup. You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup, Hugh Joseph, and we've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, and we're just listening to Last Skeptic right there, Nature.
Nature, taken from our last EP, Revenge is the Best Success, out now.
My man, I bought it.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
And we're friends, and I still bought it. I didn't even go, hey, can I cop a couple of that for free? I bought it.
Whoa, thanks.
Good guy.
Oh, that's really nice of
you. Or maybe Bowler. It is 2016, in case you have been partying pretty hard for the last couple of weeks or so. It is definitely 2016. Oh, a lot of people on that health tip. Even you, Last Skeptic, you're saying you've gone full vegan. For veganuary.
Veganuary,
which I love. That's great. I've been doing the same. You know, I've been doing dry January, which I failed. But you know, a lot of people. That's what's nice about a new year. I think is you come out of the gates thinking, how can I improve my life?
Yeah, of course.
What can I do?
Brilliant.
So that's why we wanted to help our lovely listeners by getting Sherry Sicard on the phone, who's joining us right now. Hello, Sherry.
Hi. How are you?
We are great. We are great. Now you've got a couple of books. One is Mary Jane, the Complete Marijuana Handbook for Women, and also the Cannabis Gourmet Cookbook. Actually has 7 books, but two of your books are on cannabis. And then you've got an article which you've written for the new year called 10 Ways to Use Cannabis for Better Health. Because you're also the editor of the newly launched SeniorStoner.com.
I am, SeniorStoner.com, and the healthy article I just wrote for High Times here in the United States. So.
Cool.
And I write for a lot of people.
Busy lady. For someone who's writing it, like, I love it. It's such a... it's kind of ironic, isn't it? Someone who's writing about weed and how to use weed and how to use it for your life is so proactive.
Oh, for sure. And especially for seniors or anybody as you age, it's one of the most powerful anti-aging weapons you can use. It's a powerful antioxidant. It protects the brain. Pretty much everything that we've been taught our whole lives has been lies. So it's really an important part of a health routine.
That's brilliant. All right. Well, let's jump straight into it. What are some of your tips for using cannabis for better health in the new year?
Well, it really affects your health in a lot of ways. Now, first off, I know a lot of people are trying to lose weight, and it may seem counterintuitive because cannabis is known for giving people the munchies. But what science is actually finding is that in spite of ingesting more calories than the average person, people that regularly use cannabis actually have lower body weight, lower incidence of the bad cholesterol in their system, lower incidences of diabetes. So while it may sound counterintuitive, using marijuana can actually help you maintain a healthy body weight. So that's one of the main reasons to use it. It also can really help your workouts. One, by making them less boring. A lot of really serious athletes use this before their workout.
Yeah.
And it really helps you get into the zone.
Can I just tell you, Sherry, that Zumba, I hate Zumba, but geez, when I'm blazed, Zumba's amazing. Zumba's amazing.
Exactly. There is my point.
Do you recommend only ingesting via smoking, or do you feel like the health benefits are the same no matter how you kind of ingest weed?
I think you get health benefits no matter what, and that's what I always say about medical marijuana or marijuana in general. It doesn't care if you have a doctor's recommendation or not. Yeah. It's still getting you health benefits regardless. There are better ways to ingest. I mean, smoking does not cause cancer, so we don't have to worry about that. Smoking marijuana doesn't cause cancer. But sometimes it can cause throat irritations and things like that. So vaping would be a healthier way to ingest than smoking. Edibles are great, although I don't recommend them for beginners because it's easy to overdo edibles.
I've seen a lot of casualties on edibles.
Yep. Only ever do half a marijuana. Only ever.
Just have a tiny bite.
Only ever do
and
half.
Then just wait for like a couple of hours.
Well, that's the thing about edibles is it's so different for everybody. I mean, there's some people that the tiniest amount really affects them, and then there's people like me who can eat a ton and it doesn't.
Yeah.
So it really is an individual thing with edibles, which is why I say I don't recommend it for beginners. That's something you want to work into and get used to. Another health trend that's going on now, which is really cutting edge, is the juicing of raw cannabis. Leaves are being turned into juice or used in salads, and again,
like
it's
that.
A powerful antioxidant.
The
thing about
I just realized green smoothie. That's where it comes from.
Exactly.
Bless.
And you know what, though? The raw cannabis, though, won't get you high because most people don't realize there's no THC in a raw plant.
Oh.
There's only the acid form, so when you heat it, that's what changes it into THC. So if you want to get a lot of health benefits without getting high, you can actually juice the raw plant.
That's great. Right.
So it's not actually, it doesn't turn into acid. You don't start tripping balls.
No.
So,
now you will
have a very hot stomach.
But at least I'm not stoned.
That's for sure, but you won't get high.
I love this one. I noticed that number 4 in the 10 ways to use cannabis for better health is use pot as a reward.
Right, and that's another way. If you don't want to use it before your workout to help you get through the workout, you can use it as that motivator, you know, that little reward you're dangling over yourself that I'm not going to have any marijuana until I run 2 miles or do X amount of sit-ups or whatever your fitness goal is. So that's another great way to use it. After your workout with sore muscles by using topicals, which are ingested through the skin.
I love the idea of using it as a reward. Like, it makes me think, you know how like you see like old sketches and stuff where they got like a really fat dude on a treadmill with like a Snickers bar dangling in front of his head? You just have like a big bud with someone running around the park.
There you go. I know a lot of people that would motivate.
What was the next one you were saying? Using it as a topical.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Right. The topicals can really help with the sore muscles. After you've done that great workout and you really overdid it and you have sore muscles, you can even use a marijuana balm or a salve.
But it doesn't get you high.
Some of that muscle pain.
But it doesn't get you high absorbing through the skin.
No, that won't get you high either, but it will help the way you feel. But I personally prefer with workouts to take marijuana before the workout because I find that it gives me a better workout. I get in that zone, and next thing I know, that workout has just flown by, where if I didn't do that, I'd be like, every minute, how long is this going to take? So it really can help you that way.
It does sound, it must be challenging though, because I exercise pretty regularly, not like gym junkie sort of stuff, but just like, I like to run a lot just for general health and stuff like that. And it's really, really hard to even get motivated to do that most days. I can imagine, let alone if you were stoned. Surely wouldn't that be really hard? Isn't that really hard to motivate yourself even more then?
I don't find that, no. In fact, I think it really helps the workout go quicker, and it helps me just kind of get into that zone and really visualize what that workout is doing for me and how it's helping my body. And it really can help you kind of get into that mental zone. And it can help you do that with food, too. I talk about that in the article. Marijuana is known for enhancing our senses, so everything tastes more delicious on marijuana. So even your healthy foods like steamed broccoli can be really delicious on marijuana, especially if you use that mental connection to really focus in on how good that food is for you and what it's doing for you, and it can really help make those foods more appealing as well.
This is great because Last Skeptic he's doing Veganuary.
Yeah.
So he's vegan for January. What would be some good tips for him?
Vegan is tough, and I think that what I just talked about, it making the food more appealing, can really help because you're eliminating a lot of flavors with a lot of vegan food. I mean, there's some very good, but some of it's harder to make as palatable. So certainly marijuana
We have Marmite, which I think I'm more addicted to than any drug. Which pretty
Marmite,
much
Marmite, really.
Which makes everything taste delicious.
Yeah, imagine that, just a bud. Literally just a dry bud with just Vegemite. Marmite, sorry, smeared all over it.
Can we make medicated Marmite? I like this idea.
This is a great idea. If you want to break into the UK market, that's what you do. Medicated Marmite.
That's
it.
That's so true. All right, what are some other cannabis-related health tips for 2016? I saw another one is start vaping and smoke less.
Yeah, well, vaping, as I said, you won't get the throat irritation that you get with smoke. Yeah. What it is it vaporizes the oil in the marijuana before it actually combusts. So while the vapor coming out of your mouth might look like smoke, it's not, and it's just a vapor from the oil, and there's much less throat irritation and none of the side effects that come with smoking. And even though marijuana does not cause cancer, marijuana doesn't cause cancer, a lot of people still are uncomfortable with smoking. So vaping is a great alternative to this, and there's a vape for everyone, no matter what your budget or your needs, from $20 disposable ones up to $1,000 bag type. So there's a vaporizer for everyone.
Nice.
And you're based in LA?
I'm guessing. Yes, I am.
There you go.
So
much easier to maintain and obtain the kind of bevy of kind of varieties of cannabis in LA than in wet London, where there is kind of like less
easy. I'm sure, we are very spoiled here, and I really like that, but I think the dominoes of prohibition are falling all over the world. So it's coming everywhere.
Yeah. And the dispensaries are like, you know, personally, I don't smoke weed. It doesn't agree with my brain, like, because I'm a bit crazy as it is. but going to dispensaries with my friends and in LA, they're incredible places. Like, you know, just the smells and the varieties and the passion that people have. Yeah. And even I was interviewed when I was last in LA by Be Real on his TV show. And so we were chatting about, you know, how he's got his own...
clinic. Yeah, they're opening up a clinic.
Clinic and vaporizer. And everything. It's brilliant.
It is the first time a new user goes into a dispensary. It's kind of the adult version of a kid in a candy store.
Oh, yeah.
it can be overwhelming. And there's so much available here, and we're really... very lucky to have that. We're lucky to have cannabis events like the High Times Cannabis Cup coming up, or the Emerald Cup. And so it's really interesting. I work a lot with prisoners who are serving life sentences, believe it or not, in the United States for marijuana. All this progress just really surprises them, because they've been sitting in prison for decades, and yet at the same time all of this progress is going on.
Do they get their sentences reversed then if the law has changed?
Not automatically. Unfortunately, we're one of the few countries in the first world where that doesn't happen, so they would still have to petition our president to give them a pardon.
Oh, my God.
My days.
We're working on that.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? That's really, really bad. All right, I think the last one we have here on the list, the 10 ways to use cannabis for better health in the new year, is swap BHO for solventless concentrates. That sounds very sciencey. Is that science? It sounds like science.
Yes, a lot of concentrates here are made with butane, and what our lab testing has shown is there's a fair amount of them that have residual butane still left in it. So if you use a solventless concentrate like a water hash, bubble hash, or rosin, which is a new thing that's very popular now that's made without solvents, you're not going to get any of that residual chemical in your solvent, in your concentrate. Now, if the plant still has a lot of, say, pesticides or things like that, going solventless won't solve that, but it will get rid of any kind of chemical residue. So it's just one more step to make you a little bit safer.
Hey, I got a couple of tips too. Here's one. Get really stoned, stay at home, don't go outside and get robbed. Because sometimes you get robbed when you're outside. So that could be on the list. Get stoned, don't be sociable and hang out with dickheads.
that's definitely a good one. And that happens a lot.
I find that a lot.
Yeah, people always do that.
Because a lot of my friends, they get stoned all the time and I don't see them anymore. And I'm like, why? Because they don't want to hang out with me.
Because you're a dickhead.
Because I'm a dickhead.
Well, that I can't help you with. You're a dickhead.
Anyway.
Sherry's... Just one other tip, though. One other tip would be to use it as a substitute for alcohol or pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to cut down and drink less or use more harmful substances, cannabis really is a viable alternative, and it really has helped. Rather than being the gateway drug that we hear, it's really an exit drug for a lot of people.
Yeah,
and the science backs this up. It even changes the brain chemistry and reduces cravings. So there's another way to use cannabis to be healthier. Use it instead of more harmful substances that you might be ingesting.
That's a great idea.
Hey, do you reckon this is true? This is a bit of an urban myth from Australia. A guy who was wearing cannabis-made clothes and got so desperate he couldn't get any weed, he tried to smoke them. Is that true? It's a bit of an urban myth. But is that possible?
I think that was part of a comedy routine that I heard once called the marijuana logs, and that was part of it.
That's great.
Bless. Hey, Sherry Sicard, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What's the best place to find out more information about your information on you and what you write about with cannabis benefits and also your articles?
At my blog, and that's cannabissherry.com. Sherry is spelled Cherry. cannabissherry.com.
Brilliant. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time for a happy, healthy 2016.
Yeah.
To you too. Thank you for having me on.
Bless.
Take care.
That was fun. Everyone needs
very
tips.
Cool.
I like that.
Big time.
Hey, I did notice it might be a mate of yours.
My boy Jammin's in the building.
Yes.
So he's going to come in for a little chat in a bit. Who knows? Shall we we've got a couple more emails.
Okay. Well, why don't we get into those with him? Because I reckon he might have a bit to say on this as well.
You know what? That's a really good shout. That's a really good shout. Yeah, Jammin's in the building. Where is he? Send Jammin through.
There. He is.
And we'll get him a mic.
Yeah, we'll go to a tune.
Yeah, let's go to a tune and then let's bring him through.
Bang's going to come in. It's the Tuesday roundup. We've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown.
This is a great song.
Right here on FUBAR.
I'm on my night job. My niggas ride in my city. Understand us. See 100 bandits. Each put 100 bands up. They can't call us bandits no more. Same hood. Same corner store, but them same old hoes ain't wearing panties no more. I'm on my night job, slim waist with them fat thighs. Never been baptized, but she soaked me all in the holy water. I'm one of five, she the only daughter. She ain't used to sharing, I ain't used to caring. Let's play truth or dare. This lady, my lifestyle's like dynamite. I'ma go lights out, black dynamite. Smoke one that I might. I'm on my night job. Always knew how to play these cards of mine. Fuck rap, we seen harder times. Jump back like Vinny Carter Prime. I'm on mine.
I'm on my night job, y'all niggas jiving, I'm back up in position. Earn hard, I'ma catch some niggas slipping. Burn hard on the track and get the whipping. I'm on my night job. Why it's always black to get the tension? For my nigga with the pass to get the flipping. Boy, that trap is an accurate description. I'm on my night job. Finally got bossy off the corner. O-10 niggas thought he was a goner. He duck shots, now his boss, we got a phoner. I'm on my night job. Flew the posse out to Roman. Won't tell you about no Basquiats, don't want them. Nigga, word to Selassie, I'm zoning. I'm on my night job.
Got old niggas trying to bite cause they can't capture the feeling from the days for the game past them. Niggas out here looking like a bunch of Dame Dashes. Nicorette, that's patchwork. That ain't better than your last work. Cigarette, let the ash burn on them. Instead of worrying about the last word, I'ma hit the gas swerve on them.
Too high to riot, that's my best excuse for being lazy. Being an artist, that's the best excuse for being crazy. I've been so infatuated, went to Clark and graduated. Now she on my FaceTime and my nigga, she just masturbated. Fuck an album release party, I'm out in the street, shawty. How many rappers I killed, counted at least 40. Now I ain't got but shorty down on the knees for me. I'm horny like that Coltrane album. A Love Supreme, that's Cold Fade album. Lately I've been dancing like a Soul Train hour. Lately silly making songs talking about how they hate me. They been loving me this whole time. My only adversary was my own mind. Killed my ego, now I'm snapping like it's 09. With a gold mine, an inspiration for y'all. Fuck your cosign, that nigga can't fuck with cold neither. Don't ask for a feature, we bring our whole leader. Ether to eat ya, we got heat for niggas. Keep reaching, if these bullets was heat seeking, they wouldn't even reach you niggas. I'm on my.
That's Bass, Night Job, that one, featuring J. Cole on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. And, hey.
I can't hear myself. There you go, I can hear it now.
No, I just turned you down because I was talking. My turn.
No, I want to talk over you.
That's why I do this.
Mic down. Oh, we got it's Hugh Joseph with you, and we got our Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, who we're going to be chatting to in around about 15 minutes. We're going to find out what he's up to. But we've got another special guest in the studio as well.
Welcome, good friend, hero. MC
chin up
producer,
excessive chin up doer,
excessive chin up legend, jamming. Welcome to the studio.
Welcome,
that's right. Yeah. Thank you for having me, man. What's going on? What claps and that?
Yeah, so we're not the same. We're not allowed to clap at the same time. We have to clap separate. You know, I do mine, then he does his, and then you know, it's like we compare them later.
Okay, so it's all technical.
Like, it's protocol. Yeah, it's called technical. Clap okay. Yeah, it's very much.
You've got to do it on a mixer and that. Yeah,
it's yeah,
very,
well,
it's very difficult. 6 years, 6 year training course.
You wouldn't understand. It's something specific. Something special.
It's over my head already.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Well, we've thrown you in the deep end here because all day we've been discussing. Basically, there was a news story. You know, where a gentleman just tried to steal a snake, and by doing so, he shoved it down his pants, and that's how he stole a snake from a pet store.
A python, no less.
A fucking python, mate.
Not a toy one. A real python.
A real python.
Tried to steal it.
Yeah. Who's he trying to impress?
I don't know, but he impressed everyone.
It's the ladies.
Everyone's impressed.
Every girl likes him with a big snake.
You know what I mean? They just get you doing crazy things, those ladies.
I'll tell you what, they pull it out of you.
You know what I mean? So we asked our intrepid listeners to email us in with what they felt, what was the strangest things they'd put down their pants, yeah. And it descended into madness pretty quickly. There was a lot of suggestions of what they hid down their pants, and then people started to message in what they'd like to put down their pants.
Wow.
So we've got a few emails here that I'm going to read in my reader email voice.
Please do.
So we have Roger here. I'd fling some hair dye in my pants and hope for the best.
Fling some hair dye. Oh, I could see this being like one of those really avant-garde art projects. You know what I mean? It's like you say, oh, there's splashes and all that. Then you go, yeah, look, oh, is that a pube? Oh my God, they did. They just put paint, they put hair dye all over their pubes and just rub themselves against a canvas. Also, bang, £300,000.
The flinging action doesn't lend itself.
So it's got a bit of a
fling. Like, how do you do it? You have to open up your pants. You have to have pretty big pants.
How do you fling on yourself anyway?
Well, it'd go everywhere, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd go everywhere. Oh, yeah. You've got no neighbours, there's nobody nearby. You know what I mean? You could.
You're going to ruin your crepes. There's all sorts of problems there. You'd have to be naked.
Just
flick it at yourself.
End up dying your feet.
You would.
Yeah. But also, why? I think we're missing a key point here. Why is he flinging hair dye in his pants? You know,
he's probably sitting there thinking, why not? Why wouldn't you?
What is he getting out of this? No one's benefiting.
If you took off your trousers, if you had a lady coming around and she took off your trousers and you had like red pubes, that's impressive.
Well, actually, we're talking about red pubes. Today is International Kiss a Ginger Day. So maybe that's where he's going with it. Maybe he's some like black haired guy, you know, and he's thinking, no.
No, that's it.
I want someone to kiss my pubes.
Especially if he's having sex with a bull and she's attracted to red.
Wow. It's mad for him if that's what's going on. Well, smart.
And bulls are male. I didn't think that joke through.
That's
really.
All right. I still got it.
I'll come back to you
it.
In 10 to 15
I was
minutes.
Picking up what you're putting down, bro.
Sorry, so we got one more. We got another email. This is from Tom in Paddington. I put some crabs in my pants when I wanted to break up with my girlfriend. It was so much jokes that it got rid of her.
He put what down? I didn't get that.
I put some crabs in my pants when I wanted to break up with my girlfriend.
So he went out and got crabs.
It was so much jokes and it got rid of her. Nice.
I bet it did. Wow. I bet it got rid of pretty much anyone else that wants to have sex with you.
I mean, are we talking actual crabs?
I know, that's
or are we
I'm
talking,
thinking.
Yeah. Like... You know,
can he elaborate? He needs to explain
that. I know,
to me, that kind of sounded like you could turn around and go, "Oh, how do I break up with this girl?" I got an idea. Hey, sorry, I've got chlamydia. We have to break up.
You know what I mean?
Got rid of her. Yeah. Now I'm single again.
Cut
Woo!
My dick off.
Oh, shit, that's nothing.
But how do you get crabs anyway? What do you type into Google to go and get crabs?
I don't know. You buy a little vial, I guess.
Yeah. Hang on, you answered that way too quickly.
Sorry, no, that's what I sorry. Did you see how I just looked at him like, say, whoa.
A friend of mine says that's how you do it. I don't know.
But he hasn't really specified. Is he putting like live like crabs, like shellfish? Is he putting shellfish down his pants or is he giving himself actual crabs on his pubes? Yeah, what's he done here?
Sounds a bit shellfish to me.
Oh!
Fucking lads.
Hello.
God.
Jarman, what would you like to put down your pants, mate?
We have to do it right, the right order. Hello, Jarman.
How you doing? Is this what happens on this radio station? What would you like to put down your pants?
Yeah, no.
And there's three men in the room. Martin!
Hey, we should watch some porn after the show. Just ask. That'd be awesome. Wouldn't that be good?
What?
You wouldn't. Oh, shit. I really misjudged that.
You still play some D'Angelo? No, what?
I got to be somewhere, guys. It's a bit of a rush.
So the question, Hugh's first question, which we've been asking each other today and the listeners, is what's the weirdest thing you've put down your pants?
What have you put down that wasn't supposed to be there?
What's the weirdest thing I've put down? Oh, man. No, I can't say.
Someone's already messaged in saying an eight ball on our email. So what's the weirdest non... extracurricular thing that you've had to put down your pants?
No, I don't put stuff down my trousers. As a kid, no. Do you know what I put down my trousers? Sweets.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Hiding them.
Yeah. Sweets.
Because we had pastels.
Pastels.
Skeptic has put a pasty. He's put a pasty.
Wait. Sorry, guys.
I got a feeling this is going to inspire something.
Like, what have you put? Why was there a pasty down your trousers?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I can't remember if it actually was a pasty. It was basically, it was a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, that was just like, you know, being annoying me with, like, she had food, and I was like, all right, well, I'll take that food, put it down my pant. You really still want it now?
Wow.
What, did she?
Was that foreplay? Or
she didn't.
Like, what type of foreplay is that?
Sure. FIFA 40. Skeptic's new book coming out soon.
Oh, damn.
FIFA 40.
Yeah, standard.
Well, Jamin, you haven't put much down your pants. Is there anything you'd like to?
You haven't put much down your pants, Jamin.
No, you really haven't. Like,
what would I like to put down my pants?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Mate, I tell you what, there's a list of them. There's a list. Do you know what it was? Yeah, I was just thinking, can I say these things? Everything was going, imagine her, though. Jennifer, you see her? Yeah. And she's experienced as well. Like experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I wonder what she's got down her pants.
My God.
It's like Inception. It's pants down pants within pants.
Oh, my God. How many layers of pants
deep?
Are we
How many, like, yes. How deep can you go?
That was a lot of pants.
That's a lot of pants. I hope she ain't got pants.
I know. Well,
God, that'd be a turn off, pal.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? I've got a question for everyone. Well, not a question, a thing, a predicament, in fact.
Sure.
Kano's new song, really love it. Not the new one with Wiley and Giggs. The one before that, Garage Skank.
Great
song. Sick song. Love that song. It's got a lyric in that song that I have an issue with.
Go for it.
I say, why front like my underpant? So his lyric is, all right, cool, funny lyric. Why front underpants?
Yeah.
He says underpant.
Right. Suggesting that there's only
one pant.
There's one. Because obviously pants is like
it's
the
plural
for two legs.
Yeah.
So underpants is something that goes
I
under
say
your
it's more of like a patois twang when he's saying
underpant.
Like,
oh, you underpant. Think so?
Yeah.
Right.
Let me punt them, isn't it?
Right, okay.
So it's more
well,
like
that explains a lot.
Instead of pants. You know what I mean? It's just a bit of play on it.
Well, that expect.
I have
well,
to defend Kano. What up, man? I have to defend that bro, man.
No, listen, Kano's incredible. That's not, you know.
No.
It's not beef, yo.
No,
he's incredible, but I just wanted to know.
And hopefully you can sleep. Man. Hopefully you can sleep now as well, because I'm just.
I can.
It really felt like that kept you up for a few
months. Oh, yeah, that was my insomnia. Well, we got another email here. This one's from Shelley.
All right, here we go. This one to wrap it up.
Okay, and the title is called My Panties.
is this from a female? Yeah?
This is from a female called Shelly.
They're not always, you do need to
let
check.
Let me hear this one. All right, what's up, Shelly?
hey, Shelly, what up?
I like to put my hands in my pants.
My hand in my pants? Yeah.
I've got them in there right now.
What the hell? Are you just making this up?
I'm trying this. I'm typing this. It says trying, but I think she meant typing. I'm trying this with my nose.
What?
I think you'd find me hot.
What is going on here?
Was Shingle
that? Oh, I've got a feeling that was Natalie King.
That really
smelled like Natalie King.
She's saying no. Like, I'm looking for you. She's like, no, that wasn't me.
You know, I can't see her hands, so who knows? wow. All right, Shelley. Cool.
Well done, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
What's up, Shelley?
Hi, Shelley.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Wow. How you doing?
that didn't go creepy at all. That was a really good chat, guys.
And you know, we have another email, but it's about, you know, I feel like I should read it. It's not about what we're talking about,
it's
but
okay.
It's about the workout, the getting baked while working out.
Okay, yeah.
And I just feel I should say, big up Bonnie and Carl Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I like to get really baked and watch some hardcore workout videos. And then I feel like I've done a nice workout and can have a lovely bacon butty for lunch.
I do love the great irony of our last guest saying that, yeah, get really blazed and go for a workout. It makes it less boring. Yeah, it probably doesn't make it even fucking happen.
No.
In all fairness.
Do you know what? I was listening to it. I was thinking, wow. So, yeah, I just come from Amsterdam this weekend and I was thinking, wow, so there's nothing I could do along the lines of working out after.
No.
Being
nothing
in the position
at all.
I was this weekend.
No.
But,
no,
you know, each to their own. If you could do it. Hats off to him.
God, they take it so serious. I was in Amsterdam a few weeks ago and I got like a red eye flight there and I was at the security check-in flying out and I said to him, hey, getting a red eye to Amsterdam, how's the irony in that, hey? Hey, and they were like, don't make jokes, mate. I was like, oh.
Alright.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I fucking won't. You're lost, motherfucker. I was gonna brighten up your whole goddamn day. Not now, motherfucker. Alright, we gotta go. I'm gonna play a song here as chosen by our Skippers. You wanted to play some Frank Sinatra.
I love
man.
Frank Sinatra.
So
yeah.
Do I. So do I. What are we going to hear?
I think, is it That's Life? I'm pretty sure. All right, this is my favourite Frank Sinatra song because I sing it every karaoke moment I can get. That's Life, Frank Sinatra.
My man. And then Doc Brown, he's going to join us on the lineup next. We're going to find out why he's away, what is he doing, and why has he left us here with this madman. This madman, Skeptic. And also Jarman joining us in the studio as well. Here's some Frank Sinatra for you on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. A poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny.
I went down on my boyfriend in the back of a car whilst his dad was driving. What the fuck?
You can get away with head in the backseat. You can. 100% you can. No.
Regardless of like if you can get away with it or not.
Well, you shouldn't do it.
That's just gnarly.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck.
I'm with Harley.
Imagine going down on your girl when their mum is sat in the front.
It's a bit harder though for a guy to go down on a girl in the backseat.
Regardless,
seat of the car.
Just
that
saying,
would be so obvious.
I'm just
you'd literally
saying.
Be like upside down on a handstand. Yeah, you'd get noticed.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You are on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, and we're also joined by Jarman in the studio as well.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
I wonder what Doc Brown is doing right now.
I wonder too.
Where is he? Where's he gone?
Where is he?
Is he there?
Hello?
I'm around.
Yeah!
Where are you? I can hear you, but I can't see you. Where are you?
I have just arrived back at my office, and I'm printing out 3 months of Uber receipts.
Oh,
and
wow.
Let me tell you something. Now that I'm on air, in case the tax man might be listening, every single one of these journeys was vital to my business in every way.
So vital.
Even the one flicking through them.
The one to Chicken Cottage at 4 in the morning. Yeah, vital.
Oh, man. So vital. That time we went to Toys R Us just to have a look at the new range of wrestling figures.
That
totally vital.
Too.
So oh, man. Vital.
Come on, how am I supposed to write this movie without all of these journeys?
It's true. Factual.
Oh, buddy, where are you? So we had Larry from Catford was very concerned. He thought you might have been on strike for the doctor's strike today. But where are you, mate? What's going on?
Well, I've just finished a read-through for this new show that I'm shooting up in Sheffield, which is a kind of a period thing set in 1981.
About women.
yeah, it's all about the birth of the Ann Summers Party. So I've just been talking, basically talking about vibrators all day in a room full of women.
Less than usual.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, less than usual.
Kind of just a normal day in the life of TV's BBS. I've also had 2 wig fittings in the past 5 days.
Oh, what kind of wigs? Do tell. Because I've pictured you in a wig many, many times. Many times. Wow. So I get in a bath, a few candles and stuff, some bit of Barry Manilow, and go, fuck, Doc would look really, really good. Really like nice an Amanda Bynes blue wig, you know, big long one just hanging down to his knees.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Doc is a mermaid.
Doc is a mermaid.
the first was a good old-fashioned 1981 afro for this particular show. I was asked about sideburns and was admonished immediately because I didn't know this, but sideburns are a completely different department. Totally different organisation.
Is it the same department as the beard department?
No, that's another department again.
What? I feel like there's a little bit of paper shuffling on going on in this place.
The blue tape.
Come on. That's mustaches down the hall. You're a beard, idiot. Oh, my God. Someone came in today asking for a mustache, a beard. What a dick.
So what about the real, some people have quite high hair on their upper cheek. Is that a separate department? The nose hair's different department?
That's an anomaly. I mean, that needs to be ironed out. They're still debating that in Hollywood.
What gap in the market, if anything.
Early 20s, the silent movies ever since then. The other wig was one I tried on yesterday. It was more of a hair piece. I'm playing Lewis Hamilton in the new series of Murder and Successful with Big Tom Davis.
Amazing. Congrats. On the
show. Yeah, and I just imagined I could have my own hair for that because, me and Lewis both normally close crop. But I clearly haven't been watching enough F1 because Lewis Hamilton's hair now is, if listeners are familiar with Ashley Banjo's abomination on the top of his head, is something, and Lewis Smith, the gymnast, it seems to be a sort of scourge of the British mixed race community at the moment. It's kind of like a heavy relaxant, 1,000 years worth of product put into the afro to create something of a sort of slick Italian style hair island, shall we say, with the rest of the hair shaved on the back and sides. Yeah.
So, oh my God. So it looks like a jockey, essentially.
Look out for that.
It sounds like
brand new 2016. Look out for the hair island.
sounds like there's probably several departments on that one wig. Sounds like,
a few different ones.
Hey, I actually had that fitted by Russell Brand's personal makeup artist. Stylist.
Name dropper. Fucking name dropper.
So you're saying this place is in Tottenham. This is what you told me the other day. This spot that people get their wigs done is in Tottenham of all places.
Yeah, it's in Tottenham. It's like right near White Hart Lane Stadium.
And this is where all the world's celebrities get their wigs done.
That's right. I mean, I was very surprised to see. Oh really? Guys, I've got an emergency. I just got a cat.
And, oh no, a cat related emergency.
And it's on the roof of my office.
Oh, it happens all the time. You do your thing. You go find that cat.
Yeah.
Either call me back.
God. How many times has Doc Brown had to say, "Gotta go, sorry, there's pussy on the roof." Many times before. Hey, Doc, nice to talk to you. We are going to be away for a little while now while you're off filming. We're going to be we've got some great co-hosts filling in for you while you're away filming, and we look forward to getting you back in the studio.
Yeah, listen, every week when I'm up in Sheffield, I'll keep you abreast of vibrating news.
That would be good.
Triple entendres.
Good on you, mate. Go save the cat, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Oh, good old mate. Fantastic. We are last skeptic. You're going to be filling in for a few shows while Doc's away as well.
We'll
keep you more posted about that. And coming up next, we have got Legalize It. We're going to be banning. We want to know, who do you want banned from coming to your house?
Oh,
and we'll tell you why right after some brand new Yeezy.
Oh, yes, I love this
Ice
song.
Yes. In fact, because we both put our requests in for songs for the show, and then we realised that both of us skippers today requested this song.
Great.
Just two great guys hanging out.
It's great.
Having a great time.
Two guys, eh?
Just a couple of guys. Listen to D'Angelo.
Lads.
Watching a bit of porn. No. What? We're on FUBAR. I'm going. Bye.
Real friends. How many of us
How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number. I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry? Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets if they ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. Couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid. Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog. Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit. Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me. Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy. Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't billers, they pretend to be. Looking for real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals, to the wheels, yeah. Don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m., calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Huh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets if they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
Some brand new Yeezy there. Pretty much say we're all feeling that. It's Real Friends, the name of that one.
I love that song so much. Jammin' likes that song.
Trust me.
Yep.
I like that
song. I believe him. I believe him.
We was you're on FUBAR, by the way. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Jess with you and Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brandon. We've got Jarman in the studio as well.
I like to say it again.
Jarman. Well, if I say it in my Australian accent, it'd be Jarman.
Jamming.
Oh, I've got Jamming. Jamming and Skippers.
Jamming. Skippers.
Hey?
I like that.
But we were just chatting during that about how he drops a line in there about his cousin blackmailed him for $250,000.
Wow.
For obviously some shit he had on his laptop.
That's what I was saying. Do you reckon his cousin's like a super bad person now?
You'd really hope so, because that's gonna completely fuck up family Christmas.
Yeah.
I did not get you a present this year, bro. I did not get you a present.
Yeah, but I got $250,000.
Yeah. I'd rather have pigs and blankets than $250,000, to be honest.
Would you really? I know, right? Like every good vegan should. Damn it. All right, not too much longer of the show now. Only got about 15 minutes left, so we've got to jump into...
Oh, hell no!
Legalize it.
Let's go.
Legalize it, yeah.
Illegalize it. Illegalize it. Giving you the chance to ban whatever you want banned. And there wasn't a little bit of extra. There's a remix there of the opener. There was a couple of coughs thrown in there.
Sorry,
for good measure.
Yeah, I just like it's my beatboxing. Sounds a lot like coughing.
It does.
Don't worry about it. It's beat just coughing. Beatboxing.
Beat coughing. My man. So this is what I want to get banned today, because I have had over the course of the last few weeks or so, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I've had this pesky salesman who's been coming to my house. And I started off being nice. No, thank you. Oh, look. Oh, bless. That's a cute little toy. Yeah, you're right. That would be handy for Christmas presents. Yeah. Da-da-da. But I'm not interested. So I started off being real nice, and then they've come back with like a few different things over
playing
the time.
Playing hard to get.
They're playing hard to get.
No, you're playing hard to get.
Well, I am, because the thing is I didn't want to be like a total prick, but it's getting to the point now where I feel like I need to start setting up some booby traps or some shit in my house, because I would rather booby trap someone coming into my house than be really rude to them.
Yeah.
Is that probably bad? Like, if psychologists would say that's probably
makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit extreme, dude.
Yeah.
Booby trap were you going to put there?
I don't know. Well, I was thinking maybe like, you know, I could like dig a hole and put like sticks over it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. So they fall through the hole.
What's he selling? What's the salesman?
The last one was, what did they have? So the first one was like toys. It was like Christmas toys and stuff. The next one was like, same guy, came back with like cleaning products.
Right.
And shit like that. So it's always kind of been like little. So I don't know if the whole thing was Christmas presents leading into Christmas.
Yeah.
Now you need to clean up after Christmas and all shit like that.
Maybe you should put a hologram.
Three times now.
Dig the hole, get a hologram of yourself holding money down the hole.
Yep.
Entice
him in.
There you go.
Get him filled down there. I like sorted.
That.
Yeah. You can take
what are you going to do once he's in the hole, mate? Are you going to get him out? Are you going to bury him in
there? That's what I was thinking. Because I don't want to be rude.
It's turning into murder, mate.
Once he's in the hole, I've then got to think about, okay, how do I, now I've got to go out the back door every day because I don't want to walk past him. Help! Yeah. Help! I'm going to work and shit like that.
Dispose of the body.
It's going to cause, I think what I want to do for a legalizer is just, I just want this guy banned from coming to my house.
Yeah. Right.
Banned completely. And then I want to know from you guys and people listening as well, you can tweet a FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Who do you want banned from coming to your house?
One of my uncles.
Oh shit, I just got deep.
Okay. I want to ban him, man.
Why? What happened?
My head in.
Okay, good.
But he's cool though. He does my head in.
What does he do?
Mate, I tell you what, he's on the radio. I got that. Yeah, but one of my uncles. Let me talk about, there's someone called, if anyone from Hackney is listening, they know Everton, yeah? This man, he lives in the hood, so you're going to find out about Everton.
Oh, man.
If you see Everton when you're walking down the road and he starts talking to you, your day's finished. And he does everything. He's an agent. He manages a girl band. And he will talk about everything, but he don't really do none of them, but he's a bit nuts. But Everton, come knock your door, your day's finished.
Done, gone.
I want to ban him. Everton, I'm going to ban you from talking to me.
Banned.
Banned.
Done.
There you go.
You know what? Who I want? There's lots of people that I would really like to ban from my house. Lots of them. But I'm not going to air it out.
Saucy.
Come on. All right, yo, leave it.
Sips
water. But what I can say, who I really would like to ban from my house, is people that check the electric meter.
Yeah.
That pisses me off all the bloody time.
And they're rude.
They're so rude.
You can't tell them not to come in.
No, they should at least ask. Like, because I went out of my, I went outside the last time this happened because I was like, there's someone poking around in my fucking front yard.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope it's not the guy that's been stealing cat poo, because there's cat poo in the yard and I think someone might be stealing.
And you like to keep that cat poo for yourself.
It just makes me feel like there's people around me. Like, even if the cats.
You want to keep that cat poo.
I don't feel lonely.
I like them to steal around. It if it was my cat poo.
Really? Well, you obviously don't have any self-esteem issues.
If you see some poo, steal it.
Steal it.
No, that's true. I'm with you. But I came outside and I was like, can I help you? And he's like, looked at me like, what the fuck? Checking your meter? Like, don't talk to me?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Really? You're coming into my front yard. You should at least knock on the door and say, excuse me, just going to check your meter. Yeah. Is that
I'll be honest. Listen, I'm an intelligent guy. I've got a degree, all right? I know how to read things.
Tooting your own horn.
You know, well, stop it. But I still don't understand why they come and check. I read my own meter. These are people from different companies that aren't my company. What are they doing? Why are they there? I don't get it.
What, from other companies?
Yeah.
Like they can't do that.
But they do.
Yeah, let's stop them.
Banned.
There we go.
That's sketchy.
Really, I like sketchy. This. What can we just? Is this actually law now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mate, there's a judge's gravel.
There you go. We've
law.
Done it.
Yeah.
That
law.
Means law.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I like to ban people coming to my house that give me spoilers on TV shows I'm watching.
Oh. Ban that one. That's so true. And you look at them like, stop. And stop. For their own selfish reasons, they carry on telling you. Yeah. Okay, then, did you just come after telling me?
Yeah.
There you go. You feel better now. Oh, I told you.
And then, like, at the end of Star Wars.
I know. And then.
You got any cereal, bro?
I've got another one. You know what? I've got another one. You're going to agree with this. Everyone's going to agree with this. People that put their shoes on the bed.
Oh my god.
Who does that? Who?
No. What? They do it in a lot of films in Hollywood. Yeah. They do that.
They put shoes on the bed.
Yeah,
so like, you got your shoes on and you get into bed. Like, I had a New Year's Eve party and we'd all had a few drinks and there was like three lovely young ladies and they all got into my bed.
Leave it.
They might even be listening now. You know who you are. And they all got in my bed with their shoes on.
Yeah.
I would have thrown something, water, beer, water, splash.
Nah.
Something has to happen.
I was tempted to set fire to my bed.
No, but what did you do then?
I was a little bit inebriated. I just pointed at him and go, you know what you've done. You take off your shoes now or you're out.
Yeah.
And they took their shoes off and then, you know.
Other people beware.
Oi, there was three ladies in your bed.
Oh my days.
I'm so excited.
Ladies.
All right, we're going to go to a song and then we want to hear from you guys. We go to tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know, for Illegalize It, that's the segment, we want to know, who do you want banned from coming to your house? Tweet us now. Jamming, going to play one of your tunes now. Not Long. It's Not Long Radio.
This is the radio version.
Yeah.
That's why it says radio at the end.
You know what I mean? We just done it. It's just exclusive. I only done it the other day. So
the other day, I love this song. It's fucking sick.
So is this like, once we play it though, it's not long radio. Once we play it, does that mean it's technically on radio and that it's not like the wait's over?
The wait's over.
Shit. What, did you exclusive? Have to change the name of it? Or?
No, you don't. It's we're going to go to another radio station and do the same thing.
And so the cycle goes.
It continues.
All right. Get in touch. We'll get all your tweets and your emails up next. You're on FUBAR. It is the Tuesday Roundup.
Shut down a set rude boy. Man a bad man like them man a an and deck rude boys. I'm a merc man, ask who's next rude boy. Man I get spun like next rude boy. Please don't get me fix rude boy. Man get kicked out the creps rude boy. It's not long, trust man I out here, it's not long. I suggest you don't go down there, cause you would get rapped by that, it's not long.
Man a real bad man, them boy they a computer bad man.
I still done you on FIFA, it's not long. PS4, Xbox, it's not long. It's not long, merc me an MC. Sun up to sundown, this just jamming. Man gets run like a CD-ROM. On this road you might see me roll. I'm the real thing, have a man one clone. Them youths can't get into my zone. Them youths can't talk breeze to my face. And if bad man talk, they send me my phone. Just jamming, I got the same man phone. Big fish, that's my brother, boy, better know. She thinks she knows me, she don't. Ask her my name, she thinks it's Jerome. Come to my yard, Netflix and chill. You don't wanna be, then I tell it bye. Any funny business, boom, bye. It's not long, Murk me an MC. It's not long, we can do it on radio. It's not long. Got gal at a UK, you're not cool. Y'all live Midlands, fly up the M1. In and out business, yeah, I'm on them ones. Brain feels good, 9 out of 10 ones. She takes the whole 9 yard and ends. I'm trying to pick her like Epson, cause I can't get past her like Rev Ross. That fun said that she wants a man from Rome, and she wants a gun from London too. So man pass her like I want to. Trust me, that's what the man them do. Yeah, I got bars, yeah, I got flows. Got your girl freaking out, I'm a GoPro. She comes by, man, she does flows. If it was FIFA, I would have been pro. It's not long, Burn me an MC. It's not long, we can do it on radio.
Yon Fubar is the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown. We're just listening to Jam, and It's Not Long Radio, the name of that one, who is also joining us in the studio right now.
Yes, thank you for playing that. It's Turn Up, It's Not Long, trust me. It's the vibes, long. Man. You know, Graham's in the building. Follow me at Jam and MC if you're locked in. Fubar Radio business.
You know what? Like, Jam and, like, honestly, listen, check out everything that's Jam and is coming out from Jam and, because it's fucking incredible. I just thought I'd say that. I just threw a bit of a pen on the floor.
You did.
So that was
thank
the noise.
You, man. That was emotional.
It was emotional.
He believes in me, man.
He would have dropped mic, but the mics are they're attached to the studio table. So all he can do is drop. That's it. Drop your pen and out. Drop your pen and I'm out. And they don't want you to drop pens.
They don't want you to drop pens.
Now, thanks for having me.
Pleasure, mate. All right, we've got a few minutes left of the show, so we got heaps of tweets and emails to get through here for Illegalize It. Now, I've had a pesky salesman at my house. I want to ban him from coming to my house altogether, but I'm too polite to do it. So I thought I'd save it for Illegalize It. We want to know, who do you want banned from coming to your house?
And we do have a few emails in. So we do. How lovely. How convenient, in fact.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Just gorgeous.
So basically, Ross in Kent says, I'd ban my cleaning lady from my bedroom. She's got no business interfering where the magic happens.
It's made only all more poignant by your creepy, creepy voice.
Whoa. Okay. Well, then we've got one other in there. This is from Lenny in Woking. I'd kick out anyone that comes into my goddamn house eating fish pie.
How many people come into your fucking house eating fish? But hang on, it's not about us.
Be gone. That's what he says.
It's about him. You want a ban? It's all about you, mate.
It's all about you. You're right. Like, what, they just have a fish pie on the road?
Who does that?
He might live on top of a fish and chip shop.
He might.
Do they sell fish pie in a fish and chip shop?
I think then, but... No. So where do they sell fish pie then?
Oh, the fish pie shop.
Is there a fish pie shop?
Do they sell chips in a fish pie shop?
This has really spawned so many questions.
This has got crazy. This is it.
Oh, we're down a wormhole now.
Oh,
fuck. All right, I'm going to Google that later. You know, I won't be able to sleep tonight because I'll be Googling the different places where you can purchase fish pie and whether or not you can purchase chips with it, which I think would be wrong because fish pie is traditionally covered in mash. So you're double potato.
It's a lot of potato.
Well,
carb god.
I know what I'm talking about to my therapist this week.
Yeah, fair enough though. That's a good one because, like, you know, I sat next to someone on the overground even coming here before. He was eating some stinky sandwich or some shit. Terrible. So when people bring it into your house,
show
some goddamn respect.
Show some god. You know, once I had to kick someone out because they started clipping their nails while I was recording.
What?
Their in your house?
Yeah, fingernails. I had to kick them out. I just kicked them out. I didn't even say anything. I just kind of went. They knew the time.
Man, you are a more patient man than most. I wouldn't have said anything because I want to be polite, but I also would have crept up with a plastic bag and put it over their head and choked them out.
Yeah, you know what? I should have done that. I think we've got another. There we go. We've got another email in. This is from Ben in Tooting. I'd ban girls who leave their earrings, a shoe, or a thong at my house.
That voice is so creepy.
So creepy.
I swear, like, that voice is crazy. Where did you get that voice from?
Oh, it's my normal voice.
Is that how you talk together?
Yeah, this is it. That's a
hello, darling. Hello. It's nice to meet you,
my
darling.
My name's The Last Skeptic.
Hello,
Rusty Spoons.
Yeah, that's it.
That is so crazy.
Yeah,
he's banging girls from his house. He's not cool.
No, but you see why he's done that. What he's done, because typically, what girls will do when they say they just one night stand or whatever, they stay over at your house. They will leave things strategically
the old leave
there,
behind.
So then they can come. Oh, sorry, I've just got to swing back by and pick up my suitcase, my nine pairs of shoes, and my da da da.
But if she was worth it, if it was a good night, then swing back by.
Yeah. Well, maybe he wants their earrings, a shoe, one shoe, and a thong. Maybe he wants them for himself. Maybe they're nice.
Oh,
yeah, and he don't want them to. So he bans them. He gets them and he bans them. And he's like, he's a creep.
They don't want you to cross dress.
They don't want. Wow. Yeah, you went somewhere else with it.
They don't want you to cross dress.
Crazy.
Oh man.
Wow. There you go.
Have we got any more? We've got a minute left.
I don't see any more.
Nat's
shaking her head.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks everyone for listening and for all your tweets during the show. We much appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back next.
next Tuesday for the Tuesday Roundup. But Last Skeptic, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone out there. Be kind to yourselves and good luck, all right? Just good luck. That's all I'd say to you.
Yeah, yeah. And Jammin' as well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. If you're there, locked in, follow me at Jammin' MC. Look out for the CD coming soon. Just Jammin'.
Yeah.
Love. My man. Don't, we don't go, yeah, we've still got 25 seconds.
What are we going to do with 25 seconds?
I really wanted to give it some space. Yeah. Let's wrap about anything. Go, Connor. Last Skeptic. Sorry. Oops.
Well, we didn't talk about Elon Musk, who says Apple are making an electric car.
Well, you've got 12 seconds to do it, mate.
But, you know, if they got a battery in there, anything like the battery in my phone, then it's going to be fucking awful.
Oh, my God. You can't go on the motorway. You break down on the M1.
There you go. Bit of news.
And that's it. We're out. You're on FUBAR. We'll see you next week. Later.